set. Tossed to Adrian following the three tight ends. Turns it up to the 35 to the 30. Runs to a first down. And it's loose inside the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Vikings! 35-yard touchdown run by Adrian Peterson. And the Vikings seal the deal, leading at 19-3 with 4:15 to go. It's an 8-3 team into next week's game against Seattle.
Well, hello, Adrian Peterson. This is a nice surprise. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing quite well, my friend. What brings you into the radio show today? You must be feeling pretty good about the victory yesterday, right?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good, man. I wanted to call in and surprise you, man. Having been on the show in a minute.
That's fantastic, and that nothing surprising about your performance yesterday, young man, specifically in the fourth quarter when you carried it 10 times for 7.3 yards per carry in that 35-yard touchdown. That was the closer, Adrian Peterson, finishing off a team, right?
Yeah, man, you know, it felt good. You know, it was funny, before that drive started, I was talking to Coach Kurt on the sideline, and he was like, you know, this is the time when the great ones take over, you know, so they'll go out there and try to lead your team. And that's what I did. You know, I just went out and took it one play at a time, and we was able to come out with a big score.
Falcons have the number one ranked rushing defense in the NFL, Adrian. I know you know that into the game. They hadn't given up a rushing touchdown in a month. You had two. What were some keys to penetrating that defense and having such a big game?
Just being persistent. You know, the offensive line, you know, I seen those guys in preparation this week, and those guys were really working at, you know, just being more consistent in their techniques when it comes to the running game. And they took it personal. You know, we knew what type of defense we were going up against. The receivers, they took it personal as well during practice. You know, I'm looking out, and I'm seeing those guys blocking downfield. So yeah, I knew once we got the thing started and got the offensive line rolling, then we'll be able to chip away at them.
Off last year, Adrian, what has your season been like this year? I mean, like, were you super jumpy and trying to do a little too much early in the season, and now you've kind of settled in to the MVP that everybody knows?
I would say so. You know, early on in the season, I kind of was out of rhythm a little bit. And, you know, I think they had a lot to do with just being out of football for a year, too. Surprisingly to me, you know, like, I wanted to just come back in and bam, I think, you know, be the type of player that I am. I feel like I'm becoming now, you know, at the beginning of the season. But, you know, football is a difficult sport, different sport, especially in the NFL, you know. So it took a couple of games to kind of really adjust to get my feet underneath me and get back in sync with the offensive line.
You do you have any concerns about this passing game as you guys move on? I mean, it, you know, statistically it's near the bottom in some key categories, but you know what? The Vikings are constructed as a run-first team with you and a team that's going to play rock-solid defense. But I mean, you've been to the NFC Championship game. You know the next level stuff involves more explosive passing. Do you think they can get there?
Yeah, I do, and I feel like, you know, when we come back week after week and we look at film, you know, this thing is, you know, at the running back position, you know, I feel like, you know, we could do better for us, you know, create more time for Teddy up front as well, create more time. And, you know, the things that I know that Teddy look at and say, hey, you know, maybe I need to trust a little more, stay in the pocket and, you know, and throw this ball, you know. So it's a, and the receivers as well. You know, maybe I need to stay true to what Coach Turner is asking us to do, and, you know, run this 9-yard route. So collectively, I feel like we understand that, and, you know, we continue to try to work on it, you know, and I feel like it's going to open up for us. You know, we have what it takes at the quarterback position, out wide and up front, you know, so I think it's going to come right on time.
You had a wonderful game yesterday. You guys improved 8-3. When you watch it back and you see, as they say in the business, the angle route where you were in the middle of the field at like the 15, are you going to look at it and say, how in the hell did I drop that pass?
Yeah. I did, you know, and you can kind of read that on my face doing, you know, when I dropped the pass. But you know what? Those are one of the things where you see the end zone, and, you know, those are one of the little things I'm talking about now. you know, that I was talking about earlier. You know, I seen the end zone, and I took my eye off the ball before I actually brought it in, you know. So it felt excellent. I can't describe the feeling after getting into the end zone, that goal line play after the pass interference, because that was something that I would have to fight against mentally throughout that game, you know, just putting it behind me. It felt good to make up for it.
See, that's one of the weird things about what you guys do. It's like in that Raiders game, Kyle Rudolph dropped the easiest touchdown in the history of the National Football League. But if you had teased him after that game, he could have come up to you after the game yesterday and said, "Hey, that angle route, how about that?"
I know. So that's why I didn't go that way. The one thing I know about Rudolph is he has the best hands on the team, hands down. You know, so that's something that you never see. I knew he was beating himself up, you know, more than I could, or, you know, anyone could, just even mention it to him, you know. So he'll make those catches when we need them.
You know, the Teddy Bridgewater Mike Wallace connection hasn't even broken a sweat. You guys are 8-3. The short passing game is extremely good. The running game is arguably the best in the NFL. The defense is one of the best in the NFL. And to think that you guys are 8-3 and this Bridgewater Wallace thing, it hasn't even started to work out yet, man. It's just crazy.
I know that's a scary thing. You know, we see those guys connecting, you know, a lot in practice, you know, and you know, especially last week, you know, some good balls thrown by Teddy and some good catches by Mike, you know. So when you look at the offense and see what we are able to do now with the pieces that we have, once those guys really click, you know, and they're clicking, you know, we just need to, you know, present it into our offense, and it's going to be big for us. I think that it's come around the right time.
Seattle this weekend. Do you personally know Richard Sherman?
Do I personally know him? Yeah, I do. I don't, you know, talk to him every week or every month or something, but every blue moon, I reach out to him. Yeah.
What the Seattle defense, what do you know about it now? I know you haven't broken it down. That's tomorrow and Wednesday, but it's the Seattle defense, man. We've seen it play in the Super Bowl, you know?
Exactly. You know it's going to be a tough physical team. They're going to play aggressive, play fast to the ball, and they have, you know, Pro Bowl caliber players on each level. You know, so it's going to be another test for us as an offense, and I'm looking forward to it.
Adrian, congratulations on the victory yesterday in the big game. Thanks for the surprise phone call, and I'll see you out there this week, all right?
All right, PA. Take it easy.
See you later.